The Mirror by Nancy Milby. It was a pool party of all places, and the evening was warm and humid. It had been a long time since I'd flirted with a man, but here I was, exchanging witty one-liners with a very handsome one, 20 years younger than me, no less. My recent birthday put me in staring distance of 60, and that is a sobering, confidence-shaking reality. Regardless of what I saw in the mirror, I was no longer that pretty young woman who turned heads. I was no longer that petite girl who could wear skinny skirts and bare her midriff. I was, in fact, beyond middle age. But here I was, holding court, or at the very least, holding my own. We laughed, this guy and me, trading travel stories and sharing opinions on wine. His attention went beyond polite. He was genuinely interested. And boy, did that give me a surge of the old confidence I'd worn like a second skin since my 20s. I felt beautiful, clever, powerful, and damn, but I was having fun. This flirtation was not about ending the night together in bed. It was about a mutual appreciation of a fellow human being, having fun with someone interesting and attractive. At a lull in the conversation, I excused myself and headed to the pool house loo. I closed the door behind me, and when I turned to the mirror, I could only stare, horrified, at my reflection. All that rediscovered confidence spun down the drain like so much wastewater. Whatever self-image I'd conjured in my mind while engaged in my harmless flirtation, what I saw in the mirror was not it. My hair was frizzed out from the humidity and the harsh light of the bathroom. Under the harsh light of the bathroom, every line on my face seemed to stand out in stark relief. My bright smile drooped. On closer inspection, the dress I thought had such a flattering cut looked baggy. The scarf I'd so artfully tied at my throat now seemed to emphasize the sagging skin of my neck. I looked old. Good God, how could I possibly have thought different? The old days were gone. My skin no longer glowed, my hair was a disaster, and that tightly toned body was a very distant memory. What could that younger man possibly have seen in me that had his own eyes sparkling and an easy grin spreading across his handsome face? And how could I face him again, knowing how foolish I must have looked, flirting with him like I was the belle of the ball? Then I looked closer. Okay, so my eyes didn't look so bad, even if the flesh around them was a little loose. They were deep and clear, and when I flashed a smile at my reflection, it filled my face. And my smile was nice too, like it had always been. I was no longer young, but would I trade the last 20 years of my life experience to live in that toned body again? With a flash of clarity, I saw what that younger man had seen. Experience, knowledge, and confidence that only comes with age. I washed my hands, dried them on a paper towel, and opened the door. Life is what makes you beautiful, I decided, not Maybelline. Yeah.